Bangladeshi immigrant Rashida Parveen voted in her first U.S. election in 2000 when she was just getting a grasp on the English language. But exercising the right to vote was important to her.
If you don't give vote, you don't have any voice, you know.
16 years later, she is not just voting, but spreading the word to other South Asian immigrants who can to cast a ballot.
Asking them, please come, and then I'm here, I can assist you, you know.
Parveen assists as translator at a Chicago polling location where many South Asians can vote, an ideal place to put her language skills to use.
Speaking four languages, Bengali, Hindi, Urdu, and English.
She is part of a larger effort by the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners to comply with Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act, which requires language assistance to minority groups, outlined by population numbers in the U.S. Census report released in 2011.
Now they were required by federal law to provide language assistance to a very high number of South Asians, mostly Indians, in Chicago.
Shobana Jory Verma is the director of South Asian Outreach for the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners. She says one of the biggest challenges to meet the requirements was deciding how to best represent the diversity of the South Asian community in Illinois.
The big decision was which language do we choose to provide language assistance in.
Based on community feedback, Hindi was the best option. Since 2012, it is now one of the four languages found on election materials in Illinois. But language services are only one of the hurdles Parveen says those in her community overcome to vote.
Most of the people, they don't drive. During official time, you know, somebody has to go and then get them, you know.
But she thinks the outreach efforts are working.
Even some people I've seen here, they never give vote in their country, but they are here. They come here to give vote.
The next step, says Illinois General Assembly candidate and Indian immigrant Harish Patel, is encouraging more to run for office.
Community representation only counts sometimes when people are elected from that community.
Chicago is home to the third largest South Asian population in the United States, a community that continues to grow with each election cycle. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.